Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has rebuked Republicans in the US Congress for stopping a package of military aid submitted by President Biden. Mr. Zelensky said such a delay was being cheered by the Kremlin and Vladimir Putin. Barbara Platusha reports.
Almost exactly 1 year ago, Volodymyr Zelensky got a standing ovation here while addressing a joint session of Congress. But since then, a growing number of Republicans have started questioning America's billions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine. Now the money is running out, and President Biden has failed to get Congress to approve more. So he invited Mr. Zelensky to Washington to help underscore just how critical that aid is. In a speech at the National Defense University, the Ukrainian president described his country as the front line in a wider Russian war against global freedoms.
Negotiations have continued late into the night at the UN climate summit amid disappointment among many delegates at the latest draft final text. It endorses a reduction in fossil fuel use but does not call for a complete phase out, as did an earlier version. The US climate envoy John Kerry said the meeting in Dubai was the last chance the world had of limiting temperature rises to 1.5 degrees. The summit president, Sultan Al-Jaber, called on delegates to work harder to reach agreement.
We have a text and we need to agree on the text. The time for discussion is coming to an end, and there is no time for hesitation. The time to decide is now. We must deliver an outcome that respects the science and that keeps 1.5 within reach.
The United States has imposed visa restrictions on nearly 300 Guatemalan citizens who it accuses of undermining democracy and the rule of law. The move is intended to punish those who Washington says have been trying to prevent the anti-corruption presidential candidate Bernardo Arevalo from assuming office after his victory in August's election. The White House says it's deeply concerned by reports that the whereabouts of the jailed Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny are no longer known by his family and associates. Earlier, his spokeswoman said he's no longer being held at the high-security prison to where he was moved last year. The US National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the US embassy in Moscow would be seeking more information.
We're deeply concerned about these reports that he's now been gone for allegedly a week. And neither his representatives or his family know where he is. He should be released immediately. He should never have been jailed in the first place. And we're going to work with our embassy in Moscow to see how much more we can find out.
World News from the BBC. The United States Supreme Court has said it will quickly review a request to assess Donald Trump's claim to immunity from prosecution on federal charges. Special Counsel Jack Smith said in a filing to the court that it was of paramount public importance that the trial of Mr. Trump on charges that he tried to overturn his 2020 election defeat go ahead on schedule. It's currently due to take place in March. Israel's defense minister has said his country has no intention of staying permanently in the Gaza Strip. Yoav Gallant said they were open to discussing who could control the Palestinian territory, as long as it was not a group hostile to Israel. Polish legislators have given the head of a pro-European Union coalition, Donald Tusk, the mandate to form a new government. As Prime Minister-designate, Mr. Tusk will submit a list of ministers to Parliament on Tuesday. He's expected to win a vote of confidence. A newly elected MP for Donald Tusk's Civic Coalition Party, Alexandra Wiśniewska, said the scenes in Parliament were charged with emotion.
It was an absolutely historic moment. We've sang the national anthem all together while swearing in Donald Tusk as the new Prime Minister of Poland. So we've been incredibly pleased and really delighted as a civic society and as a new politician as well. I've been deeply moved to be able to be a part of this change.
All football leagues in Turkey have been suspended after a referee was punched to the ground by a club president following a top-flight game on Monday. Referee Halil Umutmuler was struck by MKE Ankara Gucu president Faruk Koca, who ran onto the pitch after his team conceded a 97th-minute equaliser in a Super League draw with Çaykur Rizespor. The incident sparked chaotic scenes involving players and fans. The Turkish president Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been among those to condemn the incident. BBC News.